How's Jones, and welcome to Clubhouse Conversation.
They come from all corners of the world, and they descend on towns everywhere. Burlington, North Carolina, Idaho Falls, Idaho, Lexington, Kentucky, Wilmington, Delaware, Springdale, Arkansas, Papillion, Nebraska, and Kansas City, Missouri. What do all these men have in common? They work together to win. It's time to talk to another Royal on Clubhouse Conversation.
It is Tuesday morning, July 10th of 2018, and it's Dave. I'm glad you're along for another edition of Clubhouse Conversation. This is the place where we catch up with all your favorite current and former Royals players. And today is an off day for the Lexington Legends, so a perfect day to check in on one of the members of the Royals' most exciting minor league affiliate. There's no question about that. When you look at them 1 through 9, that lineup, you can envision pretty much all 9 guys that play every day in the Legends lineup making an appearance in Kansas City, many of which becoming core players someday in that lineup. And you know the usual suspects. You hear about Nick Prado and Mr. Matias and Mr. Melendez and Brewer Hicklin, and you go on and on with this team. But Cal Jones, a name that's kind of flown under the radar the last couple of years. Admittedly got off to a little bit of a slow start the last couple of years and had a wrist injury early this year. But Cal has healed up. He's healthy. He's still only 20 years old. So young. Not even 21 yet. In the last 30 games, Cal Jones, how about this? 353, 489, 842. He's on fire. Really starting to hit as the Royals knew he would. In fact, I have gotten text messages the last couple of weeks from 2 different scouts that I know that see the Sally League from time to time. Both sent me glowing reports of Cal Jones, a guy that one of them even told me, quote, don't sleep on this kid. So Cal Jones is starting to hit, still so young, and an outfielder on the Legends originally picked in the 6th round by the Royals back in 2016, turned down a full-ride scholarship to play baseball at Alabama to sign with the Royals, and he joins us now on a Lexington off day. Cal Jones, first of all, man, good to catch up with you again. And second of all, how's everything going?
Oh, it's going great. Enjoying a great season here in Lexington. It's just been a fun year so far.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. It's been over 2 years since we last spoke. We spoke about 36 hours after you were drafted by the Royals. Does it seem like it's been that long ago, 2 years ago now?
It does. You know, but it goes by fast. You know, it's, you know, a blink of an eye. And this is already my 3rd season with the Royals, so it does go by fast, but it has been a while.
So, okay, you guys are headed to Augusta today. You play there tomorrow. You guys are off today. How long of a trip is that going to be today? Just a few hours, or is it a little bit longer than that?
Yes, it's going to be around an 8-hour trip, so it's a good little ride.
Oh, man, that's a long time. Yikes. Yeah. What do you do for fun on a bus for 8 hours? What do you guys, you know, are you talking? Are you just watching movies, or what are you doing?
For the first few hours, we'll watch movies, you know, talk and stuff, and then usually when it gets to the 4 or 5 hour mark, everybody takes them a good nap, so yeah. That's about how it works.
Well, you're lucky you can sleep on a bus. That's a good thing to have in life. So,
that's right.
The last 30 days now, you're hitting a cool 317, 333 over your last 10 with a couple home runs, 9 RBIs mixed in there. What's clicking for you right now?
Finding my swing again. I had a really good spring training, and come out of spring training and come to Lexington, and I put a little bit too much pressure on myself from the beginning, and had a little was a little banged up, had a little wrist injury, wasn't nothing major, but kind of affected my natural swing a little, and got that healed a couple months ago or a month and a half ago, and then really was working off then, middle to opposite field, and, just had some success over the last 20, 30 games.
Yeah, you really have. I know I'm a stat geek. I love your ISO keeps climbing, too. So first year you were 116 ISO, 149 last year, 164 and climbing this year. So is the power just a byproduct of getting more ABs and getting stronger, or what do you attribute the extra power to this year?
Oh, it's a little of both. Definitely gotten stronger since the first year, and just putting good wood on it's the biggest thing, and not trying to do too much. You get caught up in trying to do too much sometimes, and that don't really work for a lot of people. I'm not a home run guy, so that's definitely not going to work for me. So really, just trying to put good swings on it, and stay you know, have the line drive approach, and then, you know, every now and then you're going to get under one, and it's going to go. So that's just the biggest thing.
Now, how many of those advanced stats do you look into? I mean, do you watch OPS and ISO? I mean, what numbers do you kind of pay attention to?
You know, I try not to get, you know, caught up into it, and, you know, definitely not during the season. You know, of course, you see the stuff on Twitter, and, you know, we talk to our coaches and stuff, but, you know, really, and this is with most guys that I talk to, and, you know, we really just try not to worry too much about batting average and that kind of stuff, but really just do it, you know, situational hitting and, you know, moving guys over and just hitting the ball hard, you know. I can't tell you how many times you'll hit a line drive to the center fielder or shortstop, and, you know, it's one of the hardest balls you've hit all year, but it's, you know, it's just an out. So, you know, that's just the biggest thing is, you know, making hard contact, and the hits will come with that. And
yeah.
So will everything else. Come up after that.
That's a great approach. It's a winning approach, too. So, all right, so what are you working on the most right now with your game?
You know, during the season, it's a little different. You're just trying to, you know, especially the second half, you don't have all the reps and stuff that you do spring training early in the beginning of the year. But, you know, really just being middle of the field and the right center. You know, that's kind of my best approach anyways, is when I'm staying middle to right center and driving the balls in the gaps. And, you know, we work at things every day, but, you know, that and, you know, working on some base running things and, you know, your defense, you always got to work on every day. So, you know, just the little things that can make you a better player.
Yeah, I heard you mention base running. So are we going to see you crack double figures in steals one of these seasons?
I am. I'm going through this year.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. I saw you got, what, 8 last year, I think? So you're getting closer.
Something like that, yes, sir. That's one thing I need to get better at is stealing some bags, definitely.
All right, I like it. Okay, so we'll come back to 2018, but I want to go back to 2016. So you signed with the Royals after we spoke. You're the first player from your hometown of Dadeville, Alabama. It's around 3,000 people that live there, to sign with an MLB organization in 28 years. So these days, are we going to see, if we go to Dadeville, are there a lot of Royals hats and jerseys and Royals shirts there?
Oh, man, it's crazy the support I have from that little town. You know, it's been great to me. It's home. You know, I've had countless people come over the years. I mean, several people come to Arizona my first year. You know, I mean, that's a flight. You know, you're not talking about a drive. And then Burlington last year had, I mean, a lot of people come. And then this year it's just been great. I mean, we were just in Rome, Georgia, you know, a month ago, not even a month ago. And I think we counted like almost 40 people in one of the games. So, you know, it's definitely great to having that kind of support. You know, it helps being a little closer, but definitely, I mean, people have Royals gear everywhere.
I love it. That's great. I got to go to that town someday. It sounds like my kind of place, man.
That's right.
Are you still living there in the wintertime?
Yes, I do. Yes, sir.
Okay. And then what do you do to stay busy in the off season?
You know, well, my dad coached at my high school for, you know, almost 30 years, and, you know, it's a small town, so everybody knows him. And, you know, around us is not, I mean, there's a couple bigger cities, but, you know, they all know us and know everybody. So he's always done hitting lessons. So I just picked it up when I went back last year. And, as soon as I got home from Burlington, and I started doing hitting lessons, you know, and making me a little bit of extra cash, but also, you know, interacting with the kids of Daveville and surrounding areas. And, you know, it's a good little thing. Me and him do a lot of hitting lessons in the offseason.
All right. So 2016, that summer after you signed, you were with the Arizona League Royals. So were you pretty homesick? I mean, being so young, so far from home, was that tough on you, or was it exciting?
Oh, definitely, man. You know, I was definitely homesick, you know, especially for the first few weeks, you know, and really even after that, you know, it's tough. You go from being a from a small town and never been away from home longer than a week, to you're on the other side of the country for 2.5-3 months, you know, it's shocking, you know. It's just a hard thing to explain. You feel like you have nobody, but really you got to make friends is the biggest thing. You find you a couple good guys to hang around, and some guys are going through the same thing, you know. And you just kind of get through it together, and, you know, the Royals are great about talking, you know, helping you out and, you know, talking with you, and, you know, so they're really good about that. But, yeah, it was definitely I was definitely homesick for a while.
Yeah, I'm sure. So last year, the Appy League, like you mentioned, with the Burlington Royals. So, you know, what are your favorite memories of last season playing in Burlington and in that league?
You know, it was definitely a fun year just because you get out of Arizona, you actually go to, you know, another affiliate, and you get to see some trees and that kind of stuff on this side like Alabama is. So yeah. It was definitely a fun year. You know, had a great team there, great teammates, and, you know, it wasn't a good year. I did some really good things there, but also, you know, didn't have my best year. So, you know, just worked on some stuff in the off season, and, you know, just tried to cut down strikeouts and, you know, some other things. So it was good and bad, I guess you could say.
Did you have a favorite opposing ballpark in the Appy League?
Let's see. I feel Burlington was definitely my favorite field, even though it was home. But Pulaski, you know, the Yankees got that a couple of years ago, and they have turned it to, you know, it's a great field. There's not much there, but it's a great field, and the locker room's nice and everything else. They got a good crowd every night, so that's probably it.
Yeah, just wait till you get up to high A ball. You'll get to see the Salem Red Sox have the little green monster out there. That'll be kind of cool, right?
Oh, yeah, that'll definitely be cool.
Did you ever have I like to ask guys when they played in rookie ball, did you ever have, like, a horrible travel experience? Like, did a bus break down, or did you stay in a horrible hotel, or were you pretty lucky?
Oh, yeah, there's some rough hotels in Burlington, for sure, you know, because, you know, you're in Virginia, West Virginia, some of the smaller towns, and, you know, there's just not much there in those places. And, I mean, we'll see some places that, you know, it's not too nice, but, you know, that's just how minor league baseball is. So,
yeah.
You know, you gotta get through it.
You got to meet some cockroaches at some point, right?
That's right.
Okay, so it had to be pretty exciting for you. Your first full season of minor league ball this year in Lexington. That's got to be something really kind of cool, right?
It is. You know, it definitely is. It's a lot better, you know, if you, like, you know, you get treated still, you know, you still get treated good and other places and stuff, but, you know, it's a little different. You just kind of, you get treated a little bit more like a professional, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Now, I've got to ask you, one of your coaches is Glenn Hubbard. Have you seen, or do you have one of those legendary Hubbard bobbleheads with the snake around his neck? Have you seen that thing?
We have seen it. Yep, they had them at the field one day.
Oh, that's amazing! And did you get yourself one of those or not?
No, I didn't get one. But yeah, it is pretty cool.
Yeah, I've been looking at those on eBay. They're like $100, man. So he's in demand. Let's just put it that way. So,
no doubt about it.
Yeah. So, okay. So how about Lexington? What's the field like there? Because I've been to all the affiliates except for two, and Lexington's one I have not been to. Kind of describe what the town and the field is like there.
Oh, that's great. You know, definitely a great town. In Lexington, you know, there's a lot of stuff to do here, and the fans are great. You know, we get some pretty good crowds. You know, we have a lot of support here, and the field's nice. You know, it's definitely a hitter's park, so that's nice. And, you know, it's a pretty little stadium, you know, and the rooms are nice, and, you know, it's a nice little place.
How far are you guys from the University of Kentucky campus? Is that pretty close?
Oh, yeah, man. It's like 10 minutes, maybe. Only like 10 minutes away.
Okay. So I'm sure you've walked that at least once to check it out?
Yeah, I actually drove through there not too long ago just to kind of see how, you know, just kind of check it out, see how it looks, compare it to, you know, the University of Alabama and Auburn and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, okay. Now, we've heard J.J. Piccolo and Dayton Moore and some other guys say if they were going to pick one team to go and watch this summer in the minor leagues, it would be your team. It's, I mean, it's a really exciting team. Your, like, entire 1 through 9, like, your entire batting order are, like, major prospects. So you've got a pretty great group of guys there. I mean, how exciting is it for you to you know, play with these guys, these teammates? I mean, do you guys have a pretty good winning culture building up there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, this is a great team, you know, and a lot of really good guys is the biggest thing, you know, not just the prospects, but it's a great group of guys, and it's a fun team, you know, and, you know, it's fun to, you know, if you're not hitting or, you know, you're not doing something, you know, you're paying attention to somebody else hitting and, you know, doing something special, you know, and guys are making great plays, guys are hitting home runs, you know, and it's just a real fun team. We have a lot of fun, and, you know, we're always cheering each other on, and, I mean, even in practice, and always trying to help each other out in everything we do.
Absolutely. Well, I wanted to ask you about, like, 5 of those guys in particular. Get a little scouting report on what it's like playing with some of these guys. So kind of tell us about Nick Prado.
Oh, just a great guy, you know, just a stand-up guy, you know, going to be a great player, already is, and, you know, just one of my really good friends on the team. You know, we got a beautiful swing, and is definitely going to play some really good first base. So I'm definitely excited to play with him.
Now, I wanted to ask you about both of your catchers, because you've got some really good catchers on that team. MJ Melendez, Sebastian Rivero. Tell us about those two.
Yeah, well, you know, me and him, I knew MJ before we got drafted. He actually played at a high school about an hour from me for 4 or 5 years in Montgomery. And we also played together at East Coast Pro before we got drafted. And so I was real excited about him getting drafted by the Royals. And, you know, he's a tools guy, got a lot of pop, got a really good arm, going to be another really, really good player, you know. And Sebastian, me and him have been together every year. Another great, great teammate, probably the best teammate I've ever had in any sport. You know, and another really good player, just, you know, definitely really good defensively, and has been swinging it a lot better this year. So, well, you know, 2 great guys, too.
Of course, I've got to mention the major power you have there, the guy leading all of professional baseball in home runs, Mr. Matias. What's it like playing with him and watching that power?
Oh, man, Matias is just he's an unreal ability. You know, he's just you know, his power's out the roof. He throws harder than anybody on the field at all times. You know, just a great, great guy, too, is his thing. You know, just funny. You know, I've been with him every year, and, you know, he's just a fun guy to be around at all times. And, you know, it's unreal the power he actually has. You know, if you watch him hit BP, he just every day is – you're amazed, you know, no matter how many times you see it, it's just unreal.
Is that one of those guys you, like, don't want to miss one of his at-bats? You, like, you don't go to the, you know, you don't look the other way, or you just have to be there to watch him? Is that one of those kind of guys?
Oh, no doubt, because, I mean, at any swing, he might hit a ball 500 feet. You know,
right.
You just never know.
Yeah, okay. Now, a guy that's come on recently is Brewer Hicklin. Talk about him.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, he's from Alabama, too, so, you know, we have that in common. And I actually have some family that knows him from Huntsville, knows his family. So,
really?
You know, he's definitely a great guy, one of the best guys on the team. You know, very, very godly guy, a guy you definitely want to be around. And he's another guy that's got a great ability, got a lot of power, and, can run, plays good defense, steals bases really good. You know, just another great teammate.
Man, I had no idea there were all these, you know, connections to you, Melendez and Hicklin from the past. I didn't even realize that. That's got to be a pretty cool feeling for you, isn't it?
It is. It definitely is, you know. And that's another thing, you know, I didn't mention earlier, but, you know, when I was in Arizona, my first year was a real homesick. You know, there's guys like Justin Camp and Jordan Ebert, who was with us then. You know, they both went to Auburn. You know, they kind of helped me out a lot because they knew what I was going through, because, you know, they were a little farther away from home going to Auburn, and they're from Alabama, so I kind of hung out with them a little bit, and, you know, they definitely helped me get through a lot of that stuff, too.
Man, I'm kind of regretting my trip to Wilmington in 2 weeks. I want to come see you guys now, man. Now that I hear about this team, I'm like, man, I chose the wrong team this year. But I'm excited to see Wilmington too. That'll be a great trip too. So who are you living with? Do you have like a host family there? Do you have roommates from the team? How does that work out there?
Yeah, we're in apartments. It's actually me, Garrett Davila, Garrett Sechi, and Tad Rutledge.
Okay.
So we've been through several roommates. I mean, Carter Hope lived here. Nolan Watson lived here. So we've gone through a couple roommates and got a couple more. So it's been good.
You like the pitchers. You live with a lot of pitchers there, it sounds like.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. Well, before we let you go, I wanted to ask you 10 quick questions to get to know you away from the field. Are you ready for these?
All right, I'm ready.
All right. So I know you were an Alabama commit. Do you still follow that program? Do you stay in touch with any of the guys from maybe the guys that hosted you on the visit or anything like that?
Yeah, I do a little. Not too much, but there's a couple guys one guy's on the football team that I keep up with, and we grew up with each other, so I keep up with the football more than baseball. I do, but I still keep up with a lot of those guys at Alabama too.
All right, so Alabama guy, can you admit that Bo Jackson, who went to Auburn, is the best athlete of all time? What do you think about that statement?
He most definitely is. You know, there's not much you can say about that. He's definitely – I wish he'd have gone to Alabama, but, yeah, he's definitely the greatest athlete of all time.
I just saw, by the way, Danny Duffy up here in Kansas City bought a Forrest Gump Alabama football jersey he was rocking. Have you ever seen one of those before?
Oh, yeah. You've seen them quite a bit in Alabama.
Okay. All right. Well, you don't in KC, so I thought that was kind of cool.
Okay.
So do you like dogs or cats more?
Dogs. What, definitely.
Is there nobody in the team that likes cats more? Am I the only guy alive? I mean, are there any cat lovers in the organization at all besides Bubba Starling? Is he the only one?
Yeah, I don't know. I think a lot of people like the dogs. So.
All right. Fair enough. What's your favorite singer or band?
Singer or band? I'm a big Florida Georgia Line guy. You know, I'm a big country guy, so I probably have to go with them.
Okay. Good answer. How about what's your favorite baseball movie?
Favorite baseball movie, The Sandlot. No doubt about it.
Okay. Did you watch the second and third ones, by the way?
I did, yes, sir.
Okay, well, I've seen the second one. I've not yet gotten to the third. I didn't even know they made them. I just found this out, last month.
Oh, I know, yeah. The first one's definitely the best one, but, they're good. They're good to watch, too.
Okay, now who's your best friend in the Royals organization? If you had to pick one guy from the Royals organization, who's your best friend? Who would it be?
It'd be Nathan Webb. He's in Idaho right now. So he's one of my – we've been together every year, and room together a couple times, so yeah, he'd be. I got a lot of really good friends, but if I had to pick one, that'd be him.
He's a right-handed pitcher, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. I'm proud I remembered that. Who's the funniest player you've been teammates with in the Royals organization?
Funniest player. Let's see. Matias and Ricky Arocena, they're both here, so they're both really, really funny. Both of them talk pretty good English too, so that helps. And we learn some of the Spanish, so them two are definitely two of the funniest guys that I've been around.
Now, do you have the best Southern accent in the Royals organization? Who else can rival you for best accent?
Definitely some of the Alabama guys and Mississippi guys. But, yeah, mine's a little – I don't know. Mine sticks out a little bit more than theirs, dude, I've been told. So I'm probably one of the top ones.
Yeah, you're number one, man, for sure. I love it. Okay, now what's your walk-up song this year?
It's Desperado by Rihanna. It's just kind of a – it's got a good sound to it, and it don't really say much, but I like the beat to it.
Okay. Last three. If you weren't a professional baseball player, what would you be studying in college?
Physical therapy. That's what I was going to. I've had several surgeries and rehab, so that's kind of what I was planning on doing.
What surgeries have you had done? I didn't know that.
I had ACL surgery my 10th grade year, playing football, and then I had Tommy John when I was younger.
Okay. Well, did you? Wow. So were you good enough to play football D1 then?
Yeah, I had several smaller D1 schools offer me to play wide receiver, but, you know, it just wasn't going to be big enough to, you know, play in the long run. So, you know, that's kind of a, you know, thought baseball was more of my chance. So
okay.
That's kind of why I didn't play my senior year.
Okay. Now, did you collect baseball cards growing up, and how exciting is it to have your own baseball cards now?
I did, and my dad has always collected them. And, it was definitely exciting, you know, to have your first one. And, there's no telling how many people in Dayville have them now. So it's really an exciting thing.
Yeah. Well, and last question for you before we let you go, what would you like to say to Royals fans listening right now?
You know, just proud to be a part of this organization. It's a great organization, and, you know, we're going to keep working hard and, get back to that championship level. Everybody's working, so just keep pulling for us, and, you know, I'm excited for the future.
Absolutely, man. Well, we're excited to see your steps forward this year, and one of the good guys in the system will continue to pull for you, and hopefully we'll catch you up, you know, maybe next year from Wilmington.
Sounds good. Thank you, man.